Welcome to the Worldwide Golf Insider Podcast, episode 393. Hello, everyone. Tom Brussell here. Thanks so much for joining us. Wherever you are, however you may be listening, we are just delighted that you've decided to make us a part of your day. Our special guest today, he's been a regular on the show for a number of years, our friend from Mizuno Golf, Mr. Chris Voschel. Chris, thanks so much for joining us, man. Great to have you.
I appreciate it, Tom. I always enjoy talking equipment with you guys.
Yeah, we talked earlier at the PGA Merchandise Show. We've been doing this for a long time. You're a wily veteran on the show now.
I am.
Any chance you'd like to venture a guest at the year you first came on?
Oh, man. So I venture a guest for the first came on with you guys. So I started with Mizuno almost 20 years ago. I guess it was 20 years ago. It was in 04. I feel like the first time I was probably talking to you was maybe 8 or 9 years into that. So my guess is it's been since about 2015, if I had to guess.
Yeah, ring the bell. It was a 2014 episode 176, and we're now approaching episode 400. So we've been there a while, man.
I love it, Mike. That guess was better than I thought it would be, right?
Absolutely. Well, for those of our listeners that did not get to see what we did at the PGA Merchandise Show with you on our YouTube channel, certainly it's there, but we'd like to bring this to them via podcast. So this is always an exciting time of the year, Chris, because it's always the new stuff, new technology, which helps all levels of players.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it's this time of year is so much fun because we finally get to kind of pull the veil off of some things we've teased for the last little bit and really take deep dives into the technology. And to me, what I love about this time of year, too, is everyone's kind of itching to go out, get fit. And as soon as you learn about the new technology and understand the fitting capabilities of all of it, I think it gets everybody a little bit more pumped, just not even just to play, but to play and the equipment they're playing with.
You know, and we always talk about fitting, and it's always kind of the closing statement, the importance of it, but we'll just bring it up right now. You can take this equipment and play with it, and it'll be better than what you have, but you're not going to get all out of it unless you take the time and get fit.
I think that's one of the most overlooked things is the importance of, obviously there's a lot of importance in the technology built into a club, but that technology does not really deliver to its full potential unless you are fit to that club. So to me, it's like, you know, it's become such a world where fitting is so easy and accessible that you're doing yourself a major disservice by not taking the extra hour to work with that fitter and get dialed in for your stuff.
Why don't we start, Chris, with one of the overlooked categories, I think, at Mizuno, certainly the driver and fairways, because these are off the charts good.
You know, you're exactly right. And it's one of those things that if I have one mission right now, it's to stop them from being so overlooked. You know, the last couple of years, Mizuno has made some really nice strides in the wood market. What we've done is we really refocused things. It really started in 2019 with the introduction of our STZ line of woods. The ST family, really, it started as a tour-driven I'd say mission from us. You know, for years and years and years, you'd see players playing Mizuno irons out on tour and then pulling a Mizuno head cover off of a TaylorMade driver, a Titleist driver, something else. And we'd said that cannot happen. We got to up our game and really change some things. And we have done that over the last couple generations. So the STZ family, or sorry, the ST family has evolved for the last couple generations now to the point where we literally have four drivers in that family. The STZ and the X, which launched last year in, you know, early 2023. And this year we've got the STG and the ST Max. So I know that's just a lot of letters and sounds like a lot of nonsense if you don't kind of dig into each of them. But like we said a few minutes ago, it's all around the fitting. What the Z is the Z is a very neutral flight with a low spin. The X is a little bit easier to turn over. The G is our ultra low spin monster, like for that person with a lot of club head speed who really wants to kill some spin and it's got some adjustability. And then the Max, you know, that's kind of one of the buzzwords around the industry right now. The ST Max is the ultra forgiving. Crazy high MOI, a little bit higher spin than the Z and the G, but it's one that just wants to go straight, wants to find the fairway.
Yeah, and you might know which one of those four is right for you, but why not take the time and be sure and get dialed in to make sure you have the right one, right?
That's exactly right. And to me, I think one of the most interesting things that I've started to see in fittings, and you start to see it on tour as well, it's like funny how the tour trickles down to a lot of things, is it used to be that a lot of players would try to get a shaft that launched high and spun low, and then they'd play a driver that had not as much loft. So what was really common a couple of years ago was, I'm going to call it a 9-5 with a very firm tip shaft. You started to see that all the time from better players. The trend now that I'm starting to see a ton of is, if a player can have a club that with a little bit more loft, just to launch it a little bit more, and then they can get some more playability and knock that spin off with the shaft itself, you're seeing a ton of 10-5s in better players' hands. And that really leads into, you know, if you're playing something a little bit higher loft, mm-hmm. it's going to launch and allow the spin to be killed from the shaft. So it's one of those things where, just because something fits you great before, there might be another way to skin that cat in the new fitting, and especially with all the different head options and shaft options we have available, really get dialed in to see which flight suits you the best.
Yeah, I think anybody would sign up for that. What, high launch and low spin and doing it the right,
exactly.
the right way? And as you mentioned, when they're pulling that Mizuno head cover off on tour now, it's not somebody else's driver.
You're totally right. And we've seen some really nice success over the last, I'm going to just speak to the last couple of months. You know, we had Grayson Murray win the Sony Open, led the field in strokes gained driving with his STX driver. Keith Mitchell last year led the tour in total driving. He plays the STZ driver. You know, just really some cool things that you didn't see from Mizuno players and Mizuno Woods over the last, call it, decade. So it's an exciting time for us in that category.
Let's stay with Woods and talk about the fairways and then maybe even the hybrids as well.
Yeah, so the fairways, it's funny because we tell a very similar story that we do with our driver, where it's all about options. And if you have those options, that's where the fitting kind of unlocks which one's for you. So in the fairway wood world, we've got the STZ and the ST Max. Again, very easy to hit with that ST Max. It's going to launch high, spin a little bit higher. That one comes in a 3-wood, 5-wood, 7-wood. Then we've got the STZ, which is, I'd call that the mid-spin player. You know, it still launches easy, but it doesn't spin quite as much. So you see a lot of that in, I'd call it the mid to high swing speed players. That's a very neutral golf club. It's got that composite crown. It's got our Cortec chamber, which is a really cool technology on the sole to get you really consistent ball speeds. And it's just a really clean looking club with some nice adjustability as well. And then we have the ultra, ultra low spin, just like in the drivers, in that STG family. STG is a fully titanium fairway wood. It's titanium face, titanium crown, and it has a really heavy 80-gram stainless steel plate that concentrates that mass low and forward to give you that kind of that low spin monster for those players, again, with a lot of head speed.
Chris, are you seeing from your side that for the consumers, normally the last club in their bag to be replaced is the fairway wood?
It's so funny how that's become a thing where it's like once you find the fairway wood that works, people don't mess with it. It's like the fairway wood becomes your trustworthy club. And we absolutely see that. You know, that's one of those clubs that when somebody comes up and they've got a 10-year-old fairway wood in the bag, you get a little bit scared. It's so funny because the driver's the exact opposite. You know, you have a 10-year-old driver in the bag. You're like, well, we know we're going to beat this hands down. But fairway woods, what people look for them in terms of playability and kind of what appeals to them, it's not as numbers driven as it is with the driver. So you're right. The fairway wood's a tricky one to ever to kind of have that conversation if someone's got that one that they love.
I guess my message is, if you are one of those people and you have your old friend in your bag and you're considering checking out something new, give these a shot when you come into one of our retail locations. Make sure the Mizuno fairway wood is in your arsenal of clubs you're trying out.
Totally. And to me, one of the things I would say is lean heavy on the numbers as well. You know, I think people know what they like and know what they're used to with the fairway wood and don't understand the optimization of it as much as they do the optimization of the driver. But a great fitter at one of the worldwide shops can really dial you in to make sure you're getting the exact right launch and spin to get even more out of your fairway wood, which ultimately can lead to even more control plus more distance. If you can get both of those together, then you really hit the nail on the head.
Chris Foschel joining us from Mizuno Golf. And Chris, every time I talk to you, I think of a time you weren't there, But it was like 2005. I was checking in with my wife and kids into this resort out in Scottsdale for my wife. I had a function with her company. And the bellman was bringing my bag up, and he saw the Edwin Watts logo on it, Edwin Watts Golf. And he goes, "Oh, Edwin Watts, you got those Mizuno irons. They're like butter, butter." Talk to us about it. What's new from Mizuno, who's known for those great irons.
You know, I love talking about iron just because it really is, not to use the pun, our bread and butter is that iron category. You know, with us, the Mizuno Pro line is what's new for 2024. And with that, there's some really, really nice upgrades we've made to some clubs that look very classic and traditional. It's the 241, the 243, and the 245. The 241 is that muscle back. That's that one where if you got a lot of game, if you really want to work the ball and you really, you know, want you in control as opposed to the club taking over a lot, that's what that muscle back does. It's thinner, it's smaller, and it's softer feeling than we've ever delivered on a muscle back too, which that's really saying something because we've had some really good feeling clubs. The next step up in forgiveness is the 243. The 243 is our shallow cavity design. So it looks very small, the dress. It looks like a player's cavity back. But what you don't realize until you hit it is that it's forged out of a chromoly material that we then went in and actually milled out behind the face to really allow that face to flex more. So it gets an amazing amount of distance considering how small that club is. So I think it shocks a lot of people on their first impact with it. And then the 245 is our hollow body design. You know, that's really become the go-to club for a lot of fitters because it does so many things. It checks the cosmetic box because it looks like a muscle back, but man, the performance with it being forged on the face and neck out of a chromoly material, it's got tungsten embedded low and deep in that club. It's a rocket launcher that looks like a muscle back. So we're super excited about all of those.
Yeah, and we mentioned it before, especially with irons. Take the time, get into one of our locations and get fit because a mixed set might be good for you as well.
Totally. And that's one of the things we love to do is we love to put our iron sets together. While I just talked about three different ones, no one plays three sets of irons, but everybody plays, call it seven, eight different irons. So it's up to you and up to that fitter to decide where is the best spot to have each one in the bag. I know for me personally, what I want my 9 iron to do is totally different than what I want my 5 iron to do. So just to go in and say, well, I'll take this set because it's ultra forgiving, or I'll take this set because it's ultra workable, isn't the right thing for me. So I personally love the combo set aspect of it, where you can get control where you need it and launch and forgiveness where you need it as well.
Chris, you gave me a number when we were at the PGA Merchandise Show. What percentage of clubs that you ship out of Mizuno are custom? It's a pretty high number.
Oh, my gosh. So it varies month to month. So obviously we're coming in just the selling time. But in general, it's closer to 80% of our golf clubs. And that's because, like I mentioned right at the very beginning, you know, if you're not getting dialed in, then you're not getting the most out of the clubs. And we make it very easy in terms of the pricing and, you know, no upcharge shafts and grips because we want you to have what fits you. We don't want you to have to pay extra because you fit into something different. So to me, that's one of the things, and that's one of those like misconceptions about fitting is, man, it's going to be expensive for these custom. No, it's really not. Get dialed in and make sure it's dialed in for you, and we'll take care of making sure that the components are the right price for you.
Chris, before I let you go, we got to talk about the wedges because it's some new finishes. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're right. The T24 wedge is launched right at the end of the year last year. It launched with three different finishes, what we call a soft white satin, a denim copper, and a raw, and really just brand new right now as we've added a blue ion finish as well. So T24, it features the grain flow forging that we have on our muscle back, same material as we use in our player's irons, ton of feel. Got a copper underlay underneath the plating, so it feels really, really, really soft. Ton of spin performance from our quad cut plus grooves. And then once you see the blue ion and the denim copper finishes, man, they look awesome in the bag. So just the perfect topper to a great set.
What kind of feedback did you get on those when you put those out from your tour staff? Because I think it would be off the charts cool.
It really has been, you know, the tour players, and we lean really heavily on them in terms of like the some of the playing characteristics. The soul grinds, for example, like we added a V grind this year, which we hadn't had before, direct result of working with our tour players. And it's always so funny when you start to show them the different finishes available, because all these tour players, they want to be super traditional. And it's funny how we'll show them on a spreadsheet, hey, you know what? These are the options that are available. And they're like, oh, I'll just take the raw, or I'll just take the satin one. But then when they see a blue or a copper, they're like, wait a minute, that's pretty cool. I kind of want that now. So it's really fun. It's really fun showing them the new stuff. It, because, again, even though it's a bright color, that blue, it looks cool. It still looks very players. So it's always cracks me up when players play that blue wedge, especially some of the best wedge players in the world.
Chris, we'll get you out of here on this one. Tell us a little bit about the M-Craft putters.
Oh, M-Craft, that's been a great line for us. So M-Craft launched a couple of years ago, and we keep adding to it. Mm-hmm. So we've got, really within the M-Craft family, we have the traditional, the standard M-Craft, and the M-Craft, what we call Omoi, mm-hmm. O-M-O-I. What Omoi is, that's Japanese for heavy. And it's a little bit of a heavier design in terms of the overall swing weight to give a little bit more control and you know, a lot more stability for the player. So very traditional head shapes. We've got an answer style. We've got some slant necks. We've got, you know, six different head shapes across three different finishes. Again, we've got a nickel chrome. We've got a black, and we've got a blue ion. And then just some cool fitting options there as well in terms of getting the right neck for you. But what I love about them all more than anything, we forged them out of that same material I just talked about from mm-hmm. our wedges and our irons. So the feel is just, it can't be beat.
Chris, how about some final words for our listeners?
You know, I'm just looking forward to this year. The golf is such an interesting place right now. But the cool thing about golf right now is some of the stuff that's coming out equipment-wise and everything that's going into making the game easier and more enjoyable. And to me, that enjoyment of your equipment, that enjoyment of the round, it starts with that custom fit. So to me, if I have one bit of closing advice, it's to go get dialed in, even if you love what you currently have. You could probably find something that's going to do even more than what you have right now. So, again, just enjoy the round, enjoy the year, and let's hope for some good weather this year.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's great right now, and hopefully it'll continue, but it's in a great place. Golf is in a great place, and equipment is in a great place, and it's because of folks like you folks at Mizuno. Chris, thanks so much, man. Great catching up.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Always great to catch up with Chris Voschel from Mizuno Golf. And they always have some great equipment for us to talk about and for you to try. All new from Mizuno Golf. Take the time, get into one of our retail locations, get fit, get dialed in for the right clubs for your bag. And make sure Mizuno is one of those options you're considering. Special thanks to Chris for joining us and to you, our listeners. And we'll do it again next time. We have another episode of the Worldwide Golf Insider Podcast right here at worldwidegolf.com. So long, everyone.